Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Christmas is a time of forgiving. But how can you tell if someone truly loves the gift you've picked out for them? Smiles, posture and small gestures can reveal more than words alone. To help us decode the clues, we've enlisted the help of Padraig Walsh, chartered behavioural psychologist at changeable.ie. Padraig, is there such a thing as being able to tell if a person is lying based on their body language? Really?
Lying is a very strong term here. We're talking about giving Christmas gifts, Katie. And think about the whole cultural norm that we have. This is a social dance. It's a choreographed dance that we have every year where we say, okay, I either love you or you're very important to me, or I just dragged you out in the whole Chris Kindle thing and now I have to give it to you, or you're my son-in-law or my daughter's new boyfriend and I need to get you something. But essentially what we're doing in that social ritual is showing gratitude. And sometimes the present can hit a mark and we are authentically enthusiastic and showing our joy, or we're expected to show that and we mightn't be overly impressed with the next Lynx Africa gift set that we have got for the fourth.
Do you think
time.
People exploit that, the idea that, you know, you're going to have to look happy anyway, so you're getting what you're given?
Yeah, I think so. I think in Ireland we have an expectation that what we do is we show that gratitude. So like across different cultures, it can differ. The Japanese, if you give a gift to somebody from Japan, they take it and they don't open it. And it's seen as disrespectful to open it in front of you. So what they do is they will take it away and they will open it in private and show their gratitude later on. I think that is great. I would love that. It avoids all of these kind of social grenades that get thrown at you, which are either good presents or bad presence, and this idea of, do I need to smile? How long do I need to smile for? How do I need to lean in? Am I smiling too long? Is the eye contact good enough?
Is there hugs involved?
Oh my goodness. it's a real social grenade. So we have to dance around those.
Well, I was telling you that just on the break before we came, my wife went to Germany when she was in her teens and she was staying with the family, and she got a Celtic cushion embroidery kit and she presented it to the German family and they looked at it, the colour scheme and the design, and they went, "We don't like it." And her face fell and they went, "Why are you upset? Did you want us to lie?" And she kind of went, "Yeah, that's what we do in Ireland."
That's exactly what we do. But they're white lies. They're wonderful lies. And I think it's something that...
How can you tell them though? How can you spot it?
Okay,
so... Like, well, you're looking at the big smile. What's the tell?
So if we're talking about white lies and we're saying, look, if we're looking for the tells, it is... Usually when we're telling an untruth or a lie, what's happening is our conscious brain is trying to override our unconscious brain. Okay, so what we have is our fast brain, which is trying to respond in a particular way, but we can try and over-egg and overemphasize those. So little things like, if you know, you'll hear the usual, like eye contact is important to understand if somebody's telling the truth or not. But at a particular point, somebody who's telling you a lie might look away, or they might look for too long. It's funny, the social psychologist Daniel Goleman will talk a lot about emotional intelligence and how we pick up on these subtle micro expressions, these subtle nuances, and we can feel them before we can actually articulate what they are. So if you're trying to prescribe a good way to lie or to show gratitude, I could say, Katie Hannan, you need to lean in, you need to smile, you need to make eye contact, not that much, and you need to ensure that you're showing interest. So hold it out for 10 seconds. However, the person across from you who was given that gift, if you're being inauthentic, will say you did all the right things, but it just doesn't feel right. And we can't put our finger on it. It's almost a bit like saying to you, here's how you ride a bike and I'm going to talk you through it. It's just not that easy.
So it is hard to fake sincerity, is what you're telling me.
Very, very much so. But it's important when you think about a young child giving you a gift, or somebody who's come over and exchanged to you in Germany and they just want to feel special for that thing that you do. We do need to try our best because it's part of our social norms. It's part of our social norms if we're in another family, if we're, you know, visiting somebody and they have gone to the trouble of thinking of you and buying you a gift, there is a certain social dance that we need to go through. So it is thanking them, showing eye contact, showing some sort of interest. Culturally, we don't put it away straight away. So showing,
So, I mean, is people's read of an expression or a reaction dependent in a way on how much validation they're looking for from the present.
Yeah, I think if you get like a Chris Kindle from somebody who you don't know that well, you know that this has been a lastminute.com gift. You do not need to go to the effort.
It's probably a re-gift.
It's probably a re-gift, you know. If it's a Yankee Candle or Lynx Africa, you know where this is coming from, right? However, if it is coming from somebody who you know is quite thoughtful or somebody who is really awaiting your reaction, that's where you need to step up.
Or somebody that you have gone to a great effort to find a thoughtful present for them.
Asymmetric present giving.
These are the social grenades that crop up. These
people
are
who overspend the Chris Kindle limit.
Yeah, they have to be taken down. They have to be taken down.
I mean, you open that present and you go, oh, Fabergé egg. You got a selection box.
You're making us all look bad, you know. This is the problem. So it's really important that those... Yeah, go ahead, Katie.
Can you overdo it? The enthusiasm for the gift.
Totally, totally. And I think this is where it comes down to our fast brain picking up on the subtle nuances that this person is being inauthentic. And it can be, you know... Like my mum, for instance, she will consistently, my favourite gift ever has been the 2-for-1 memory foam mattress topper that she got for me 2 or 3 years ago. And she, you know how big a memory foam mattress topper is? And then she came out with one for my brother and says, here you go, I've got you both a really thoughtful gift. It was the most wonderful thing. I said, mum, you do not need to be thoughtful when it comes to gifts. You have given me the gift of life. I love you more than anything in the world. Please do not tie any meaning onto a gift. So actually our social norm at home is who can get the worst gift for each other. Because we're all adults in our extended family home. So that's the social norm that we have created, and there's no expectations around gifts.
Who's winning that?
The memory foam mattress topper sounds pretty good to me.
It's very, very practical. Yeah. I will say that. But it is not, for, I think we've talked about this before, being adults, getting gifts for each other, it's not a sign of how much I love you. It is just, I thought of you a little bit. I'm going through the social ritual. I'm not going to stress or put too much meaning on this or hang too much on it.
What do you think of the Roy Keane?
Men don't. Half the gifts that are presented to other people by men are not bought by those men. There's an ad for a certain energy company on television where the man gets the present for his mother handed to him at the front door so he can then present to his mother.
Katie, have you been on Grafton Street on Christmas Eve?
Never happened.
And seen all the panicked men walking around there.
Getting the one gift that they've actually decided they're going to purchase.
Panicked and mildly intoxicated.
What does Roy Keane say?
Yeah, kids only.
Yeah.
Kids only.
Could we start the campaign?
Quick listener poll:
0870 32 32 32.
Should presents be for kids only? You can get your text into 51551 as well. Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Ultimately, you say, give us the top takeaway advice, Borg.
So I think this is a social dance. This is a real social dance that comes around once every year. People, if they have thought of you, if they have gone to the trouble, we can do things like saying, thank you for thinking of me. I'm so grateful for this. You don't necessarily have to lie because
but
you are
grateful.
Should
you ever be honest if you don't like it?
If I actually would say it to my mum. Right? But I will say it in an act of love. I will say, I get you terrible gifts, you get me terrible gifts, I love you so much, this does not matter. And you
our
know,
relationship if, will not be harmed.
No,
this.
Our relationship, but if it depends on how
but
well
I do
you
want
know
the
that.
Receipt.
It depends on how well you know that person as well. And like a lot of the context for our relationship is established way before a present is given. I would say, do not be too honest. If you're in an unfamiliar territory, if you're just going out with somebody for the first time this year and you get a gift from a brother, a sister, a parent, just nod, smile, lean in, some eye contact, not too much, and thank them for being so thoughtful.
All right, Porrick, thanks a million for that. Porrick Walsh, chartered behavioural psychologist at changeable.ie. Thanks very much for that.